We want to bring Kevin Greenfield into the studios here today. We've got a couple of county board candidates. We're trying to get everybody in that's on the primary ballot. It is a big field, but we welcome Kevin Greenfield, GOP candidate, chairman of the Macon County Board. You're in District 7, is that correct?
That's correct, Brian. It's the Long Creek and Mount Zion area.
Get a little closer if you don't mind there. Give me an idea of how many people will vote in your district, just out of curiosity, because there are so many districts, and the county board is a very large board. About 1,500?
According to the county clerk in the last two primaries that we've had in District 7, about 1,400 or 1,500 people voted in the primary.
All right. That's a pretty small sample size.
Yeah.
Nick and I were just talking about this, you know, with the stuff going on nationally and Super Tuesday 2.0, you know, yesterday. We'll have our election next Tuesday. You're in a difficult spot in that you represent that district, but as the county board chairman, you got to have a little more global view of the county. And you know, I don't know that puts you at a disadvantage. I think it's a great advantage because you've been an excellent leader. And everyone I talk to that works with the county board, whether it's Mayor Wolf or anybody else, they have glowing praise for your leadership. But does that put you at a disadvantage in an election for the specific seat?
Well, you know, sometimes it does. Obviously, as chairman, you instead of just trying to represent your district, you know, you're trying to represent the whole county, and you've got to look at the big picture. You know, sometimes what you think is important in your district, there's another problem that's a little bit more important in somebody else's district. So you got to act on that, and it can be frustrating sometimes.
Well, listen, I'm a big picture guy. You got to look at the whole community, because if the whole community does well, then everybody does better, I mean, in my opinion.
And that's just like Decatur. You know, a lot of people, they talk about, well, Decatur, Macon County separate. Well, we're not separate. Decatur is in Macon County.
Well, if Decatur's
not
here,
goes well, we go well.
That's exactly right, because the jobs are here.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. So you feel like in the couple of years you've been doing this, I know I talked to Congressman Roddy Davis, who endorsed you this week, he's glowing in his comments about the governmental bodies working together. That makes his job much, much easier in Washington when you guys are coming together collectively saying, here's our priority list, instead of the park district, the school district, the city, the county, the individual villages all lining up with different priorities, that we're going to get more because we're aligned together.
That's absolutely correct. Excuse me. We meet regularly with Congressman Davis. The mayor and I've got a meeting with him Friday. But when we can go to the congressman or Senator Durbin, and we've only got one or two projects versus 10 or 15, and each one of us has got 10 or 15 projects, when we can walk in their office with one or two things and we're united on it, we're together on it, and say, you know, here's what we want, here's what we need, they listen a lot more, they're a lot more responsive to what we need, and we've had a lot more success that way.
Yeah, prioritizing and just saying, hey, for the greater good of all, this is what needs to be on the top of the list.
That's correct.
All right. Now, I don't know, Bruce Pillsbury sent out a letter this week. He's the chairman of the Macon County Republican Party. This is a little unusual in primaries. Generally, people kind of stay out of this, but as I said, Congressman Davis came out and endorsed you. He endorsed you. Can you comment on this lawsuit that's going on with the Yoder family? I'm not asking you to weigh in on your opponent's motivations, but there's somehow this thing out there that you're responsible for this lawsuit against his dad.
Well, and I can't comment on it much, but there is a lawsuit pending, and I believe it goes to trial here in the next 30 days or so, and hopefully we'll get that behind us. And I don't know, Mr. Yoder kind of blamed me for it, thought I could maybe make it go away. And, you know, once things touch the state's attorney's hands, and it's the county board chairman, no one else has any authority or any power whatsoever to have any.
But I think it's important to have that news out there. I was unaware of it. I'd heard some rumblings, but I didn't know about it, you know, officially. I asked your opponent, you know, is there a conflict of interest? I mean, if you're on the county board, you're going to be voting on things that, you know, impact your father's, you know, office. And I realize it's a small town and an even smaller district. But I just sort of felt like there was some motivation there that he maybe wasn't straightforward with us when we talked to him. Do you feel that that's the case?
You know what? I don't know. I hope that's not the case. You know, I've got my opinion. I'll just keep it to myself. And hopefully the voters of District 7 will think I've done a good job and will support me coming up in Tuesday's election.
All right. What are you expecting out of the election overall? First of all, not just your race, but just the primaries in general for the county seats.
Well, excuse me. I think the Republicans have a really good shot at maybe picking up a seat. Right now, we control the board 12-9. Picking up another seat would sure be nice. But the thing is, in 2022 or whatever, then we'll draw the map. Whoever's in control will draw the map. And at that point in time, we can actually eliminate some county board members.
Okay, and you mean eliminate the number of county board districts?
Exactly, yeah. We can cut back on some, maybe a member in each district or something like that, and lower the amount of people that's on the board. And I think if we could do that, I think that would be a good thing also.
If you think about how much consolidation has gone on in every other aspect of life, right? I mean, just even the polling places where you go vote for these people, much different footprint than it was 10, 15, 20 years ago.
It sure is, yeah. I don't think we need 21 board members anymore. I think if we could get it down to, I'd like to get it down to 11, but I don't think that's possible this time. But, you know, if we get it down to 15 or somewhere in that area, I think it'd be a lot better for the people that we represent.
Okay. How political is the county board? You know, we talk about Dems and Republicans. I think people in local office vote for people they like and vote for people that they know, and the R and the D doesn't matter as much to them.
You know, I think you're right. I've had a lot of support from the Democrat Party. When Chairman Dunn was chairman, him and I had a great relationship. We didn't look at it really Democrat-Republican. We used to kid about it a little bit. But, you know, at the end of the day, we both cared what was best for the county, and we both tried to move forward that way.
Okay. So your elevator pitch here, you know, you got three or four floors to convince me to vote for you. I actually do get a vote for Kevin on Tuesday, which is one of the reasons why I will show up for Election Day. But why should people reelect you and have faith in your leadership as county board chairman?
Well, you know what? I'm really proud of the relationship that we've made with local communities, local governments. I'm proud of the relationship we have with the state and federal government. The city and I have a good relationship, and like we said earlier, when we walk into a meeting with the higher ups of the people that be, the people who can make decisions, you know, they're tickled to death to see both of us walk in together. They're surprised at that at first thing, and that we agree on the thing. So that alone, I hope, would make people vote for me. You know, we'll find out Tuesday.
All right. You obviously got this corona thing going on. This impacts everything down all around. The Macon County Health Department is under the purview of the Macon County Board. Are you confident that our local leaders are doing everything they can do to be prepared, to be organized, to be informative about this thing? Because, I mean, it's just all anyone wants to talk about.
Well, I'm telling you what, this, you know, I said that bar a catastrophic event, we'll have a balanced budget by the end of the year. This could be that catastrophic event. And we said in a meeting yesterday with the health department and EMA, I've got another meeting this morning with the health department. They're doing their best to be proactive instead of reactive. But the information's changing hourly instead of daily. And, you know, no one really seems to know exactly what's going to happen or which direction we're going. But I can tell you that the people here in Macon County of EMA, Tammy, and the gal from the health department, I mean, they're really working hard, and they're on top of it.
Do you think the average person has any idea just how many meetings are involved? I mean, you're the day-to-day stuff you do, this isn't a full-time gig for you. But, I mean, you know, you just mentioned three meetings in 2 days with the health department as your role as the county board chairman. I often think people that run for local office that really have good motivation and they're doing it just because they want the community to be a better place, they understand the work involved. And I think there are some candidates that just do this like on a whim and they don't realize the seriousness of this role, even though it's a part-time role.
Well, and as chairman, it's obvious it's a lot more active than just a regular board member, but you're right. I attend, there's times I'm at the county building three times a day.
Yeah.
And it cuts into my business a little bit, but you got to be there. Now, one thing that eventually that I would like to see is a county, and I know some people would disagree with it, but we could really use a county administrator, someone that can be there every day, that knows the ins and outs of government and is trained in that field, you know. So somewhere down the line, that's somewhere we're going to have to look at.
All right. So Tuesday in District 7, is that all of Long Creek and Mount Zion?
It's Long Creek has 8 precincts. It's 7 precincts in Long Creek, and Mount Zion has 3 precincts, and it'll be the 3 precincts in Mount Zion. So pretty close.
Pretty close. Yep. See the signs out there. I'm looking forward to voting for you on Tuesday.
Well, I can't thank you enough. I appreciate it.
Kevin Greenfield for Macon County Board, Macon County Board Chairman. And it is important. I know there are people who will play politics with this, but the county, the city, these organizing bodies working together means a much bigger bang for the buck for the community. And you heard it from Congressman Davis. You've heard it from Senator Durbin. You've heard it from our state representatives. This unified voice of working together for big picture is something we need in serious candidates for these jobs. And don't take it lightly, because you could lose it with only 1,500 people voting. I mean, it's not a large sample. Kevin, good luck to you next Tuesday.
Thank you very much, Brian.